CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 51 degrees at 7:32. Some rain rolling into the area. Heads up, Cedar Point Water Park, we will have family four packs coming up in about 15 minutes, right around 7:45. We'll try to hit that as close as we can so you can take the family down there to Cedar Point Shores Water Park. But now we're talking about shoes. Do you have any water shoes for the water park? Do you have, like, how many pairs of water slip-ons do you have? Do you have those?
I have, like, three.
Come on.
That go with different swimsuits and swim outfits.
I was joking, and you're serious.
Yes, I'm serious.
Oh, my God. We're talking about this because the average woman has how many pairs of shoes, Aaron? It's
a mere 21.
A mere 21, because Aaron has
283, and I am not alone. I am not alone with my shoe hoarding. I think that number is very low.
That's the horn that when you walk into Aaron's Barbie closet, which we have the video, you can see some of the shoes there. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
Aaron, E-R-I-N.
You want that horn now, don't you? So it'll play when you walk in there.
How fantastic would that be?
Good morning, honey.
Now, see, Audra, she says, I'm a woman and I have a pair of tennis shoes that I wear every day. Winter boots for when it snows and slippers for around the house. Anything over five is too many.
Amen. Love you, Audra. Let's go out and get some dinner.
Audra, I admit I have a problem.
Admitting is the first step. That's the first step. But you said you had a theory about this.
I do. And okay. I think it stems from my childhood because we grew up, you know, with modest means. And I always promised myself when I got older and started making my own money that I would just go buy the things that I wanted to buy. Because growing up, we were allowed to pick out like two pairs of pants for school and like three tops and one skirt. And we were allowed one pair of tennis shoes and then one like pair of dress shoes.
So you mean you grew up in a practical household and then you want to do something impractical like buy all these shoes?
I don't think it's impractical by any means. If it's my money and I work for it, I should be able to spend it on shoes and handbags if I want.
I totally agree. Doesn't mean I understand at all. I have no idea. I mean, I'm trying desperately to fathom this. I don't get it, but most guys, I would assume, I hate everyone who makes general statements. But anyway, Pam, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
So is 21 pairs low? I think that number's low.
Oh, had a garage sale over the weekend and I had 217 pair that were for sale.
Oh my gosh. I wish I would have known, Pam. I would have came by your house. What size do you wear?
Size 10. But let me tell you, I had it on the sign and people were coming by and I had people tell me what style I had, how beautiful of a collection, and I bet you I still saved about 80 pair.
Oh my God.
That when we moved a couple of years ago, the neighbor had made a comment to me about, I watched you move three carfuls of shoes. And I'm like, well, did you see how beautiful they were?
I'm right there with you, Pam. They are beautiful.
Yes, it's unfortunate now that my job changed. I was an accountant, and now I work for automotive, and so, you know, I don't get to wear those babies anymore, and it almost killed me to sell them, but I found a couple of ladies that had the same mindset. So, yeah, we're out there. We got a good thing going on.
Exactly.
You're awesome, Pam. Hey, thanks for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate it.
Oh, every morning on the way on in. Thank you very much, guys, for being there.